I would like to thank you for downloading this MP3 file. Thank you for taking the necessary steps to enhance your life personally and professionally. You are about to listen to Inserts from Keys ABCs to Leadership, 26 Principles for a Better Life. Today, we're going to deal with the four R's. And the four R's are simple. You got to be relatable, reliable, relevant, and real. When we talk about being relatable, I want you to know that the quality of your life begins with the quality of your relationships. And today, let's talk about being relatable. How do you build better relationships? There are thousands of things you can do to build better relationships. But today, we're going to talk about four. And the first one is being relatable. I still remember the day I got the phone call to be the keynote speaker at this major conference. I was so excited. And I was thinking to myself, how could I take a popular song that the people are familiar with, put a twist on it, and use those words to enhance and empower them to remember that song, but remember the words of what I was going to say to the song versus the words that they've heard when they hear the song. So I'm thinking to myself, how could I do this? So I call my cousin Antoine, who's known for being the street geek. He could always download music. He could take the words out of the song and just give me the music. So I called Antoine and say, Antoine, listen, I need this music, but I do not need the words with the music. I need you to take the lyrics out, and I need the instrumental. He said, no problem. I got you. That's no problem. You know I can do that. And I was like, yes, that's what I'm talking about. And he was like, hey, you got a moment? Can I ask you a question? I'm like, sure, what do you need? Whatever you need, you know I got you. And you always come through for me. What can I do for you? And he asked me a simple question. He said, why is it that the only time you call me is when you want something? I said, what? And he said, no. He said, well, why is it? I mean, the only time you seem to call me is when you want something from me. And I just got to be real with you. People are beginning to think that that's the only time you call them also is when you want something from them. As if you're just using people to get what you want from them so you can get to where you're trying to get in life. Do you ever call anyone just to see how they're doing or call them just to see, you know, if it's something that you could do to help them? Or you didn't ask me anything about my kids, my wife. You just called and said, hey, can you do this? Can you do this? And I was like, well, man, I, if you don't want to do it, just say, no, it's not about, I'm going to do it. I just want to know why. And I got real quiet. And I can be honest, I got a little offended a little bit because I'm thinking, you know, I try to call people and I'm always helping people and I speak for a living and And it's funny how two things happened at that moment. The first thing was, he told me the truth. The second thing was, the truth really hurts. And I had to face that. Maybe I'm not being as relatable as I thought I was. That's what I was asking myself at that time. See, when you're going to be relatable to people, you got to talk to people and you got to also listen to people. And if you're going to listen to people, you have to give them permission to talk. And if you're going to give them permission to talk, you got to be interested in what they're saying. And sometimes I was so locked into what I was doing and what I wanted and what I needed, I didn't give time for other people to share what was going on with them. In order to relate to people, you got to connect to people. I remember this old man used to always say, Brother Key. There are two type of people, man. You got the people who talk because they just want to say something. And you got people who talk who really got something to say. Which one are you? And if you're one of the people who talk because you got something to say, are you willing to listen to other people who have something to say also? So the first R is you got to be relatable. So if you're taking notes, write that down, relatable. I remember when they used to say rules and regulations without relationship lead to rebellion and rejection, because if you're not relating to that person, you're not going to be able to connect to them. So the first R is being relatable. The second R is you got to be reliable. Are you reliable? Can they trust you? When you're building a relationship, you have to build the trust. And when you're building the trust, that means you got to give and take, and you have to take the time to connect. So remember, the quality of your life begins with the quality of your relationships. And the first thing you got to be is relatable. The second thing you got to be is reliable. And the third thing you got to be is relevant. Are you relevant? If you're dealing with young people and you're talking to young people and you're connecting to young people, whether you're a teacher or a principal, are you relevant to the times that they're living in? Are you trying to play music on an 8-track tape player and we're in a CD MP3 world? We have to take the time to be relevant to the generation that we're dealing with. And the way we do that is we got to relate and we got to be reliable. And relating means asking questions. What do you like? What works for you? What doesn't work for you? Are we a reliable resource with information? Are we relevant with that information in the way we deliver that information? That's what we have to be. So remember, you got to be relatable. You got to be reliable. You got to be relevant. And the last one, you got to be real. I mean, sometimes we just do not want to be real. I remember when I was in South Africa and I was talking to a group of kids about HIV and AIDS and making good decisions and hoping and believing. And I kept drilling them with information. And someone asked me a question. She said, Opiki, I would like to know, why are you so passionate about helping people? Why are you in South Africa? And I began to talk to them about some of the bad decisions that I made when I was a kid. I began to talk to them about bullying and how when you get bullied or you bully someone, it makes you feel some type of way. And they started laughing like, oh, some type of way. And it was funny how some type of way began to strike a chord with them, because I realized that they had been listening to some of the music, and it was a popular song in the U.S. by this rapper called Some Type of Way. Not the rapper's name, but the song was called Some Type of Way. And they were really engaged to that song. So I changed my presentation to, when you have hope, it'll make you feel some type of way. When you're smoking dope, it'll make you feel some type of way. And I realized that that was the moment that we had connected. Because it was at that moment that they realized that, hey, you can rap a little bit. Can you? I see you putting those rhymes together. And I began to tell the story about how I wanted to one day become a rapper, or I wanted to be a musician. And I told a story about when I was 10 years old, how me and my brother had a set of drums and we would play the drums, and how my dad had given us the drums for Christmas. And it was during the Christmas holiday when we were beating on the drums and something traumatic happened. I began to share with them how it was a Sunday afternoon. My daddy went to work at 3 p.m. He was supposed to get off at 11 that night. But instead of getting off at 11, he got off at 7 the next morning. My mom had to be at work at 6 the next morning, and she got off at 2 o'clock. And my brother and I were just home because it was another week before we went back to school on our new drums. And my mom had said before she went to work at 6, your dad will be here in a little bit, but we didn't hear that. We were asleep pretty much. So my daddy came home at about 7:30, and we got up about 9 o'clock that morning, and of course we started beating on the drums like never before. And all of a sudden my dad gets up. Didn't I tell y'all to stay off these tackle drums? And he stomped the drum, he turned it over, he stomped the other side, and he crushed them. And we were sick. No. And we were like, you just wait till mom get home. That's what we were saying while we were crying. And my mom came home. And we thought that she was going to say something to him. But all she said was, your dad loves you. He just hates his job. And he had worked a 16-hour shift because he was supposed to get off at 11 last night, but he didn't get off until this morning. And he hates the plant. He hates working at the job, at the factory. And I'll never forget that moment because in my mind, in my spirit, somewhere in my little bitty 10-year-old mind, I remember saying to myself, I don't know what I'm going to do when I grow up. But I know I never want to work in a plant or a factory. And whatever I do, I want to make sure I love it. I want to make sure it's something that I get excited about because my dad hates his job. And if hating his job will make him do this, I don't ever want to work in a plant or a factory. And whatever I do, I'm going to make sure I love it. Now, in my mind, I'm thinking maybe I could have been a musician, but I'm not. But the passion for doing what I'm doing today was birthed out of that place back there. And that's why I'm here with you guys. Because I believe that you can find that thing that you love to do and change the world. We connected at that moment. I had been relatable. I was reliable, I was relevant, and at that moment I was real. And I realized that as a leader, we have to be relatable, we have to be reliable, we have to be relevant, and we have to be real. Whenever we're building relationships, those are the things that are going to stand out. That are we just as interested in them as we are in ourselves? Do we have a great message that we have on AM radio that no one's listening to, but we need to get it on FM? Are we so irrelevant that the information that we have is on 8-track and they're listening to MP3s and CDs? Again, my name is Mansfield Key III, your growth development strategist, and that was an insert from Key's ABCs to Leadership. That was just the insert from the book, from the R's. There are other R's, which are resources and revenue and how to review and how to rebound and respond and react. But today, I just wanted to give you an insert of 4 of them. There are several, but just remember these 4 today. Relatable, reliable, relevant, and real. Until next time, remember that hope is the key. So hold on to the picture of what you're expecting. Remember that hope is the key. So hold on to the picture of what you're expecting.